This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In the end, he was as famous or more famous even than the celebrities he rubbed shoulders with as a movie producer or wrote about as a journalist and novelist. Dominic Dunn, best-selling novelist and Vanity Fair writer, died yesterday at age 83.
I spent 25 years in Hollywood, and some of it was absolutely fabulous, and I loved it. And a lot of it was not fabulous and stunk, and I hated it.
It's Dominic Dunn talking with Larry King during his long career. New York Times reporter and correspondent, we think of him as the ruby-throated voice of broadcast journalism. David Carr joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning, David.
Yeah, it's a voice that cries out for radio, and I'm actually in New Jersey, which goes with the voice a little bit.
Oh, great. Well, of course, this is your stomping ground, just like it was Dominic Dunn's. He covered so many celebrity trials. He was an O.J. celebrity. He covered the Menendez trial, the parent-killing boys who were a scandal back in the early 1990s, the Skakel trial, a big Kennedy scandal that he covered. You rubbed shoulders with Dominic Dunn virtually his whole career.
Well, Dominic was, you know, we were all fleas kind of in his orbit. Dominic knew an entrance. He had his trademark glasses and the white-collared shirt and the suit that was just so and always seemed more of a pasha than a journalist. When he arrived, things sort of changed.
David, this is Femi Okay here. Dominic Dunn, on your Twitter feed, you say that he would not be happy he died on the same day as Ted Kennedy and had to share. What do you think we missed out on from not actually giving him full coverage yesterday?
Well, Dominic had a second act, I think, like few people in America. He really washed out hard as an entertainment producer, had issues with substances, but then came back with the second act where he sold millions of books and absolutely drove coverage in many of the important trials of our day, including the O.J. trial.
You know, I love the fact that his brother, John Gregory Dunn, the late husband of Joan Didion, you know, the high-minded Dunn, and then there was the sort of low Dunn, Dominic Dunn. In many ways, you know, it's kind of a Dunn dynasty there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, the thing is he pursued journalism as a kind of prosecution, and he was very, very aggressive and had an ability to sort of create intimacy with victims because his own daughter had been the victim of a crime. And people in various trials came to see him as an advocate, and he ended up with information that no one else had as a result.
His daughter, of course, that you mentioned there, was murdered. You know, victim of a crime is a very celebrated
murder. Strangled to death, yes.
And she was a movie star in the movie Poltergeist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it died tragically, and it altered his career. He quit drinking, became a writer, and became a writer like few others.
You know, I intersected with him very briefly in my own career as part of the enormous number of people who covered the O.J. affair back in the 90s. He was, for all of his personality and strangeness and eccentricity, a very sweet man.
He had an ability to pull you in, to get an arm on you, to whisper to you in a way that made you feel particularly validated and looked after, which was his gift as a journalist.
Charmer, journalist, entertainment icon himself. Dominic Dunn, dead in 83. That's David Carr talking about Dominic Dunn with us. Thank you, David.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.